JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
This show just got interesting.
You know, you should really go on this show.
I mean, what is this show?
This is a show that families enjoy.
This show does something that no show on TV does.
Ah, this show is so good!
Let's get this show on the road.
I love this show.
Careful, we're not going to be able to put on our headphones. Show is so good,
man.
Those people have never even heard our show.
Yeah, they don't.
They're canned to
something. They don't realize what we actually put out there. That's all right.
That's so funny. Good morning. It is JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. It's Tuesday, February 5th. Hello, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. How about you, Husker Nick?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. Very good.
It's a very weird answer.
Just got up early, worked out, and
nice.
Now I'm in. Life is good.
Like
I'm
good.
Yeah, real good.
All right.
It's going to be cold again today.
Yeah.
It feels colder now than it did when it was negative, like, whatever. Because it's windy.
Is it because
it's the wind.
It was...
It's the wind.
Well, no. And the fact that it was 58 degrees on Sunday.
Probably that, too. But the wind sucks. Like I said, the day that it was whatever it was, negative 8 out or whatever.
As long as
if
the wind
it was
wasn't
windy,
bad.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
If it's not windy, we're fine. It's freaking windy and it sucks.
I just thought about it. I haven't cleaned off that egg off the back deck yet. It's still out there.
Ew.
It got warm the other day,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I bet it melted and refroze.
Man.
Check on the egg later.
If you guys missed that, we froze an egg on the day that it was negative whatever.
To the sidewalk.
Yeah, it was that Wednesday morning that we froze a freeze.
We freeze fried an egg.
Fried
we tried it.
Yeah. And it worked. And unfortunately, it's still back there.
Yeah, I forgot about that. We probably should have thought about that when it got super warm
right.
over the weekend.
There's that kind of stuff sucks. Like the other day, I was cleaning out my garage because I was getting some new workout equipment. And I went up to a cooler and I was like, all right, let's move this cooler. Hang on, it feels heavy. I open it up. Oh, God.
What was in it?
Full of water and beer.
Nastiness. There was like mold and I threw it away. It was gross. I wasn't cleaning that thing out. Not even going to attempt. But there's nothing worse than like you mean well. Like you get back from a trip. You're like, I'm tired. I'll come do this in a few hours. 6 months later, I open that bad boy up and it's like, oh boy.
My version of that is usually on Sunday nights when I will like go to make kids lunches for Monday morning.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't unpack their turkey sandwich from Friday. And it has been warm and in a backpack for 48 plus hours and it smells
just terrible. Pungent nastiness.
Just terrible. Marinating in its own juices in warmth for 2 days.
Do you
just
throw that sandwich container away or do you actually try to clean it?
It depends. It depends on how bad we're talking. But it depends on how bad.
Mine's to the point where if they don't put their sandwich containers into the wash to get done and it just kind of collects either in their room or in said lunchbox, I start doing it in tinfoil. The sandwich is in tinfoil. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. I'm not going to clean your crap. You're 15 and 18. You can do your own work.
Yeah.
You should actually say to them, you can make your own lunches.
Well, that too.
That would be the.
I just know
that
how,
would be my response. Would be you make your own lunches or you don't eat.
I
not
just know
tin
how
foil, so that's going to be dry.
Yeah. No. You guys are old enough. Make your own damn lunches.
It's going to seem a little stale by lunchtime. Take that.
Yep. Boom.
So there's that.
Sucker.
All right, we've got a lot to get to on the show, including making sure that you know about our special Valentine's Day surprise with Cupid and Hertz Donut. Speaking of Hertz Donut, we'll have your chance to actually win a gift card to Hertz Donut today with the part of your part in Datum or Dump 'Em and guessing what went wrong on the date.
Man, that'd be good.
If you nail it or you get the funniest answer, you get a gift card from Hertz Donuts today.
Nice.
Awesome. Coming up. That's a good prize.
And, of course, we've got plenty of opportunities for you to get in for cash and cuts.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Struck by a smooth criminal.
One thing is that I'm thinking this woman would have preferred her house to be haunted.
Oh my God, this story is horrific on so many levels.
There's a college student at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro named Maddie, and lately she and her roommates have been worried that they have a ghost in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Items have been disappearing, there were strange handprints on the wall, and they heard rattling in the closet, you know, lots of classic ghosty stuff.
Right.
So finally, Saturday, Maddie got the courage to open up the closet and check. And when she opened up the closet, the good news, it wasn't a ghost. The bad news, it was a creepy dude who broke in their apartment and was trying on her clothes.
There was a dude living like in her closet. Oh my God, worst case scenario. Because stuff like this happens, like noises, and you convince yourself it's nothing, right?
Right.
Why am I being so, I'm being ridiculous. Of course it's nothing. It's just houses make noises. They settle at night. There's nothing.
She talked to local Fox 8 and said, I heard rattling in the closet. It sounded like a raccoon was in my closet. And I said, I'm like, who's there? And somebody answers, me.
Oh, what? God.
No.
And she opened the closet and still?
She's like, right? Who are you? And he says, oh, my name is Drew.
No, out. No. Goodbye. See ya.
Guys, we have a ghost named Drew.
There are only two things that could happen here. One, it is a ghost. Two, it's someone who broke into your house. Both scenarios you don't want to be part of.
Right. You turn around and you run outside. I mean? You don't stand there and chat with person who broke in / ghost while you call the cops. You run outside and call the cops.
How could that actually end in a way that's not creepy, freaky, or making you need to move?
Right.
Right.
Like, maybe if it was like your roommate.
Or you're about to die.
If it's your roommate's boy. Oh my God, it's my roommate's boyfriend. What are you doing?
No. That's still creepy.
Still creepy.
You should know that, JP. Gosh darn, man. That should be an automatic. Roommate's boyfriend hiding in my closet trying on clothes. Still creepy. That hits
anyone hiding in your closet is creepy.
Yeah, that hits
unless
that mark.
You put them there.
JP's like, dang it, I got to cross off my 3:30 this afternoon. What I'm going to do now for that hour.
When she opened the door, he was wearing all of her clothes, her socks, her shoes, and had a book bag full of her clothes.
I feel like there might have been drugs involved. But this is, oh my God, involved.
That guy is creepy as hell looking. Like, yes. Look how angry he looks and just creepy.
He's probably, what, like 6'6"? He's a giant.
He does appear that way just based off of his face. I agree with
Drew.
Yeah, like, I'm in your clothes. Here we are.
I can't imagine the moment where she finally went over to the closet thinking there was maybe an animal in there and said, who's there? Me. Oh my God, that would have ended me.
Yeah. Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Less creepy, more adorable. That's what we get in the nitty gritty for Music City, so stick around for that. Again, your cash and confidence keyword for this hour is ticket. Get on our website for your chance to win big with Kix.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Jason Aldean is a dad again. He and his wife, Brittany Kerr Aldean, welcomed a baby girl named Navy Rose Williams on Monday. He shared a photo of little Navy on Instagram and wrote, quote, today our family became complete as we welcomed our daughter Navy Rose into the... Is it Navy Rose or Navy Rome?
It says, maybe Rome, I believe.
It says it two different ways in this same story. I believe it's... You double check. I think it's Navy Rome.
Navy Rome.
Thank you.
Navy Rome, Navy Rome.
There's a typo
Rome, Navy
in here.
Rome. Yeah, Navy Rome.
Anyway, backing up. Today, our family became complete as we welcomed our daughter, Navy Rome, to the world. Born February 4th, 2019, weighing 7 pounds, 12 ounces, and looking identical to her older brother, so excited to watch what life has in store for this little princess. Jason and Brittany are also parents to 14-month-old Memphis, so those two are close. They are busy. He also has two daughters, 11-year-old Kendall and 15-year-old Keely, from his first marriage. So congratulations to them. And speaking of Jason Aldean, he said he had a great time recording with his buddies, Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly, on the new Florida Georgia Line song, Can't Hide the Red. He said, quote, they just sent it to me. I mean, I'm in touch with those guys a lot, and they'll send me songs. This was one they sent me where they asked if I'd want to jump on their record and do it. I'm hoping at some point we get a chance to perform together on a show or something down the line. I think people would dig it. They previously teamed up to co-write Jason's 2018 hit, You Make It Easy. Can't Hide the Red is on Florida Georgia Line's upcoming Can't Say I Ain't Country LP, which will be out February 15th. So just 10 days away on that one. Dan and Shay have embraced the crossover pop success of their single Tequila. It is getting played also on pop radio.
Yep.
Dan says, quote, we've had Shawn Mendes, Demi Lovato, Charlie Puth, a lot of pop acts tweeting about the music. I think people outside the country world respect country music so much, respect the songwriting, especially artists who are songwriters themselves. Shay says they've only experienced, quote, a small amount of people who are hating on the music. There are millions of people who are listening and loving, and I think you kind of have to keep that in mind, especially in the social media age. Dan and Shay are nominated for Tequila in the Country Duo Group Performance category at the 2019 Grammy Awards on Sunday, February 10th. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Celebrate some Nebraska awesome and good things. And if you've got a good thing you'd like us to add on, just definitely get it to us. Just direct message with the title Good Thing, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll get it to you.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick.
If you've got a good thing, you can share it with us, and we will be glad to tell everybody about it. Just direct message us with the title Good Thing. We'll get it on ours. What do you got today, Lauren?
My good thing has to do with those times when you can end an argument before it even really gets going. There's a man named Lewis Kronewitter. He lives in Kansas, and Lewis likes to play the lottery. He plays it quite a bit. And the other day, he was on his computer checking on his tickets when his wife came in and started yelling at him about how much he spends playing the lottery. As she was talking to him, he won $22,000.
Yeah!
That's in awesome. The middle of the argument about spending money on the lottery, he checked a 2x2 quick pick and had won $22,000. Quote, when I showed my wife how much I had won, she immediately quit bickering. We were both very surprised.
That's awesome.
Good for him for saying bickering. I would have used a different adjective there.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So we are a month into the year. It is February 5th right now, right? Yeah. So I told you guys right after New Year's that if you're trying to hit goals, especially fitness goals and those kind of things, I got you. I got your back. If you need someone to tweet at to keep going. I'm going to give you an inspirational story. I think it's a really cool one, and it's interesting how he got there. Jordan Martinez, he's from England. He was 350 pounds 3 years ago, which is, the doctors told him he's 23. Doctors told him you're not going to live to 30 because of how heavy you are. Well, 3 years later, he's now 26. He weighs 180 pounds. He was on a local, like, whatever their morning show equivalent is in England of, like, our Today Show.
Sure.
Okay.
Talking about it. And he said the two things that he did, the two biggest things, was, one, obviously cleaned up his diet a little bit, although he still enjoys his pizza on the weekends and his beer. But he said the biggest thing he did, and apparently it's a big fad in England going on for the last couple of years, he literally jumped for an hour on a trampoline every day. And that's how he lost all of his weight. Just he jumped on a trampoline. That's so cool. There's so many neat ways that you can go out if you want to become more fit, whatever that level of fitness is for you that you're trying to attain. So keep going.
Nice. My good thing is the return of some Husker alums in volleyball. Jordan Larson and Kelsey Robinson are on the U.S. Women's National Team for volleyball. Number 3 ranked in the world. And they're going to be coming back here for the 4-team round-robin week of the IVB Volleyball Nations League coming up June 4th through the 6th. To be at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So go down there and watch him. Last year, the U.S. team won the $1 million prize. It was a part of this. And so now you get a chance to go see Jordan and Kelsey and the U.S. team play at PBA. Volleyball is a big deal around here. And so I think a lot of people will be interested to go down to PBA and check it out. Tickets will be on sale here very soon. Just check out PinnacleBankArena.com.
Hold on. This is what's next with J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We've all heard about bridezillas, but have we ever told on one of them? The results of a very weird story coming up.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Every bride wants their special day to be special. And granted, you're trying to do the best you can by them. With whatever requests that they have going into the wedding.
You mean as their friends, as bridesmaids,
their family,
and all that?
I mean,
you bet.
You're trying to make sure that she has the best day ever.
Sure.
Well, there's now a couple posts that have gone viral because of a bridezilla that sent out a group message to her friends about her upcoming wedding. Where she says, hi everyone, who's ready for Hawaii 2019? In anticipation of the wedding, and I believe me, I know it's a long way away, but I would still like you to announce the dress code that I'm giving you, a long notice of a year and a half, to get ready to pick out something
nice. So she's
nice.
Giving them time.
Right. She's giving them a year and a half to get this ready.
Yeah. You guys, don't screw this up. You got a year and a half.
The dress code is very specific because it will be used to create an incredible visual effect.
Wow. She's thought this out, this lovely bride.
If done right, it will make our synchronized dancing along the beach really pop.
Right? Oh, wow, with the sun in the background and the ocean.
This is the point in the email where every bridesmaid is going, oh, God, what did I commit to?
What are we having to do?
How do I get out of this?
So without further ado, women, 100 to 160 pounds, green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin heels, the famous red-heeled shoes. When we spin and lift our feet, the effect will amaze you. You must also have a Burberry scarf.
Oh, wow.
Guys between 100 and 200 pounds, purple fuzzy jacket, soda hat, all white trainers, plain glow sticks.
Oh, boy.
Women, 160 plus, all black sweater and pants, any material, black heels.
So she's she has weight classes for her friends.
Yes, she has weight classes.
And where they're at and what they have to wear.
And if you're over a certain weight, basically dress all in black so we can't see you.
Right. You know what? As I was reading this earlier, my thought process was, man, I feel so bad for all these bridesmaids and all these groomsmen. I feel worse now for the husband, future husband.
Right?
Like, this is the rest of his life he's signing up for.
No, but here's the thing. This is not a surprise to him or any of these people. Crazy isn't new. This doesn't come out of nowhere. Man.
Yeah, but it's only when it starts applying to you is it all of a sudden something you don't want to be part of.
Look, if he didn't notice up till now that she's crazy, I feel like that's sort of on him.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So these specific things. And then the guys have to wear, if they're 200 plus pounds, all camouflage black sneakers.
Camouflage? So, Does she think that, like, literally you won't be able to see them?
Right.
Yeah, they'll just
be floating heads.
She's like, she doesn't like any of his friends. So she's like, all camo, you're all going to be invisible. So what happened with this thing? How did we find out about
this? Camo is really going to class up those pictures with the Louis Vuitton heels.
You're darn right.
All joking aside, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least $1,000 is what the bride was asking of her friends. Well, that post went...
You would be able to see the vapor trail based on how fast I would leave this.
Yeah.
Well, that post went viral on social media because one of the friends that was in the wedding...
One of the bridesmaids.
One of the bridesmaids released it.
Somebody leaked it.
Oh, Nelly!
And so...
We got a snitch in the house!
After that... the bride herself decided, I need to figure out who this was that snitched on my
wedding. That's right. So she waterboarded everybody. That's this story
she
is.
She actually invited
using
everybody.
Using Louis Vuitton heels.
Yes.
She invited everybody to a polygraph party and revealed the snitch on social media.
The best part of this is she spent the money on a polygraph to then have at her house. And then she calls these women after asking all this other stuff. And she goes, one of you snitched on me. Uh-huh. I'm going to find out who.
Look,
and
the polygraph.
They went.
The polygraph was $99. They were asking for $1,000 minimum on outfits.
They went to this thing
they
still.
They did.
At that point, I feel like the woman who did it was like, I'm going.
All right, so what happens now?
So she sent out a message that says attendance is 100%. And when she did that, the message that she put out later says, my former friend Stephanie was immediately removed from the property.
Oh, my God.
As the snitch.
And she also tied her up to all the other bridesmaids' cars and had them all drive in opposite directions. Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
That's not how that ended?
They removed her from the property. She confessed to leaking my post and ridiculing me online. My original dress code has gone viral because of her. And the outside world will never effing understand. Thanks to Stephanie.
And... With all of that, thank you to my best friends, Lynn, Jackie, Christy, and Jax. You're so helpful in allowing me to set up my polygraph text and eliminate the snitch, Stephanie. P.S. Dress code update. Please buy your soda hats ASAP. We'll be hosting another event in a few weeks, which will be modifying them. If you would prefer a helicopter hat, by all means, buy one. Time is of the essence. Ladies, let me be clear. Yeah. Your secondary outfit must total at least $1,000. We are 24K themed after all.
Wow. So is her dad like a mob boss that they all have to listen to her? Is that what is happening here?
Or they're rich and...
I was in a wedding where they had like weight, like you had to be... they wanted us to like get in shape.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, very fortunate at the time. I was in the middle of playing football, so I wasn't... I didn't have to go very far. Like, it was like, hey, I'll just cut out a beer here and there. But it was, man, it was a brutal deal. And
I don't think
I
could stay in a wedding if
somebody
had that.
We had a whole, like, scene performance thing that we did, and it was a thing, that whole thing.
Wow.
And the whole time, it was like, the poor groom, which, are you ready for a shocker? They're not together anymore.
What?
But the whole time
the
groom...
Can you imagine the size of the cojones you would have to say have to say to your friends, here's how much weight I want you to lose?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how big her cojones were, but she definitely had some demands.
That's insane.
The husband the whole time's like, hey, guys, I'm having to drop the most weight, so don't worry about that.
Right.
He was miserable. Miserable. And we're all like, I'm not one to sit here and be like, are you sure about this? But I kind of want to be like, are you sure about this?
That's called a red flag.
Yeah. You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lorne and Husker Nick show.
Like the size of the
6.9.
It's like the size of the flag as you're leaving town on the 84th Street exit above the, like, it's a giant flag here, people.
And it is waving over this whole wedding.
So we thought we'd have some fun with you at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. The craziest thing someone made you do or pay for a wedding.
Yeah, how much were you asked to spend a crazy amount? Were you asked to do something insane? Something like, yeah, any of those things.
So 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. If you need to stay anonymous so you don't end up like Stephanie and getting banned from
Stephanie.
The group, you can direct message us. And we'll give you a night out at the Russ's Market wine and food experience coming up at the NBC Suite.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Rest in peace, Stephanie. You no longer are a part of my wedding party.
Ooh, burn!
There was a bride that made all her bridesmaids take polygraph tests after somebody leaked her ridiculous list of demands as far as what weight they had to be and the $1,000 outfits they had to buy.
Snitch.
So the bride decided to have...
I feel like Stephanie's the winner here.
Yeah, maybe. She got out scot-free. I mean, granted, maybe she won't have all the friends she had before because...
Are those good friends that you want to have?
Right, that's a good question. But Stephanie snitched on the bride and put it on social media, and then the bride had a polygraph party and invited everybody over to sort out who's the snitch. And
man,
it's Stephanie, and she was immediately removed from the property.
Can you imagine her future husband... When she walked out and was like, hey, just bought a polygraph.
Okay.
What?
So we want to know, have you ever been asked to do or buy or spend or whatever, something crazy because you were in a wedding? This one's great. This one from Paula on Facebook. I got asked to be in a wedding during my first year of culinary school by a high school friend. She said she didn't want us to buy presents, but she wanted us to help with various wedding things since it was a backyard wedding, like someone help with flowers, someone help with favors, etc. She wanted to know if I could help with dinner. I said sure and asked what she wanted help with, figuring it was prep work or something.
Nice.
No, she wanted me to handle the whole dinner, as in cooking for 200 people. I was 19 years old in my first year of culinary school. She also wanted me to help pay for the food I'd be making as the gift. That meant Caesar salad, potatoes au gratin, and roast ducks for 200 people.
Whoa.
I told her I was studying to be a pastry chef.
Yeah.
I could bake the cake. She said no, she wanted a real cake from the bakery. When Paula said no, she could not pay for roast duck for 200 people, she was disinvited from the wedding.
Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Wow.
That's horrible. Hi, Kix, you're the thing you had to spend the most for a wedding?
Hi. So I was at a wedding that made us spend a ton of money, and then on top of it, the bridal party was not allowed to drink, eat, or dance at the reception.
What? Why?
Because she wanted to take pictures after the reception, so she didn't want us all getting dirty.
Oh, no!
Wow.
So that's special. To sit there. Yeah, it was awful.
So you had to spend all this money to be there, and you weren't even allowed to enjoy it?
No, not at all.
Wow. You would have passed out after a while. If you had, literally,
that's
think
horrible.
About it.
That's horrible.
You would have had any food, food or drink until... After, like, the wedding went through, the drive to the reception itself, that is a long time to go without food or drink.
Yep.
Man. That's ridiculous.
I've been mad.
Kate on Facebook, I was a bridesmaid and my significant other was a groomsman, and we were banned from looking at, speaking to, or dancing with each other for fear of, quote, out-cuting the happy couple.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, hey.
You guys might be cuter
That's
than
true.
Us.
That might
no
be
dancing.
We got an anonymous message on Facebook. The craziest thing I had to do for a wedding, I was an attendant in a friend's wedding. The groom's family owned a bar where the reception was held. When we get to the reception, there's a cover charge to get in.
What?
Unbelievable. They are divorced now, and I was never a fan of his to begin with.
Oh, one more before we move on. Okay. Another anonymous
one. Give me
one
more. Yeah.
At the reception, after I had had to sell my guitar to get the designer suit I had to wear, the groom pulled me aside and told me it was my job as best man to make sure their marriage went well. I was supposed to check in and help them with marriage stuff and make sure they didn't get divorced. I looked him in the eye and said, I can't be responsible for your marriage. He didn't talk to me from that second until a couple of months ago, 6 years later.
Got past that buck, man. That's what you're thinking right there. That someone knows something in that thing.
He said, by the way, I had no money before that wedding. And after that wedding, I had no money and also no guitar.
You can share yours on Facebook or Twitter. KX969 will give you a night out at the Russ's Wine and Food Experience.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
She's not asking for his hand in marriage. She'd just like to go on an actual date. Kelsey and Dana Dubham next.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all their flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P downtown. Get there like now. And also, don't forget to get signed up for the special sweets to be delivered by a scantily clad Cupid dude with a beard and us for Valentine's Day. The day
buddy.
Before Valentine's Day, we'll be doing that. So if you'd like to be a part of that with us and Hertz Donut, you can do that. And Kelsey needing our help this morning. Kelsey would like us to help track down a guy she hung out with on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and now he is gone.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, uh-oh. Poof.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Hey.
So tell us, this is obviously more than a month ago. How did you end up spending so much time with this guy on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? Was it a first date?
Well, I actually just met him at my friend's New Year's Eve party.
Okay.
So like I was there alone and I was feeling, kind of pathetic. And I think he was too. So we just kind of paired up in our misery together.
Okay.
We just drank together and we got really drunk. And I ended up leaving the party at the end of the night with him, and it ended up turning into, like, a really good New Year.
Okay.
Yeah, we just spent that night and then most of New Year's Day just hanging out on the couch, watching movies, eating pizza, and it turned out to be, like, one of the best New Year's ever for me.
Huh. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How did it all end?
Well, we hung out that day till, like, 3 or something, 3 p.m.,
okay.
And then I went home. And he actually called me then, like, and we talked for another whole hour when I got home.
Nice.
And we spent the whole next week talking and texting. It was great. I thought it was awesome. And then it just stopped. I sent him a text seeing if he wanted to get together again, and he just never even responded. I feel, like, devastated over this.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have gone over the text messages to see if there was any point where it got awkward or anything like that.
Totally. Like, nothing. It was perfect. I have no clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe he'll answer our phone call if we call up.
I hope so.
Okay. So, well, Kelsey's given us Tom's phone number. We'll give him a call. And see if we can at least get him on the phone. And hopefully, I mean, the best case scenario is getting you another date with him. Worst case is at least you'd know why all of a sudden he stopped talking to you.
Yeah. I wonder if there's something with a mutual friend. Because they met at the party of a mutual friend.
Right.
Maybe he learned some information. Maybe
a week later and then finally.
Yes, yeah. Maybe he dated. Maybe there's so something with exes or, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I need to know.
All right. Well, we will give Tom a call for you, all right?
Thank you.
All right. So while we get a hold of Tom, you can jump on our Facebook or Twitter at KX969 and make your best guess on what you think went down. If you get it exactly right, we're going to give you a gift card to Hertz Donut. If you have the funniest gif, you'll have that opportunity as well. So we'd like to hear from you on Twitter, KX969. Do it in gift form and your chance to win something big from Hertz Donut.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll get your guesses on what went down between them, brought to you by CHI Health. And then don't forget tomorrow, at about this time, couples therapy.
Good morning.
Get on up.
You're listening to
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
It's so bad that people don't get to hear your so would you do that again? Like every time that happens.
It goes. That's how the opening theme song goes.
Sped it up a little bit. It just sounds like weird, like bow, bow, bow,
bow. Yes, yes. Yeah,
that was that could be the issue.
That was dirty.
We're trying to figure out why Tom is not getting back to Kelsey after they met each other on New Year's Eve, hung out all day at night and day into New Year's Day, and then had been texting for a while, and all of a sudden just he shut it off. And we want to know why. And hopefully get them another date or at least come down to what went down with it. You can let us know your guess on Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form, and we'll give you a chance to win your way to Hertz Donut, a gift card to go down there. Karen on Twitter, girlfriend came back. Like, his girlfriend came back to him after New Year's.
That could be true.
He's still sitting on the couch in disbelief that his Chiefs lost. He's depressed. Give the guy a break.
Okay, that might be real. Could be real.
If you nail it on the head with it, exactly what it is, you'll get a gift card. If somebody has the funniest gif, you've got a chance at a gift card. Hurts doing it. Make your guesses known while we call Tom with Dan McDuff and his Kicks. Dirks Bentley. Your chance to win tickets to see him live or $1,000 with cash in concert. Your word for this hour is light, L-I-G-H-T. Put it on our website at kzkx.com to win. Getting you an opportunity at a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut if you can figure out what went wrong with Kelsey and Tom. They met each other at a New Year's Eve party, hung out all night and next day, and were texting for a while, and then all of a sudden he just stopped texting. The guest is still coming in. He wanted to get away from her, but she just kept hanging around. A great one from Sarah on a Facebook flu season. I'm dying. That's a possibility as well.
Sure. Seems like it's been a while. If it were just
he's down with the
he was sick, he would have returned the text.
You can let us know your guesses for a chance at Hertz Donuts. We'll call Tom next with David McDonald, J.P. Lauren Husker Nick.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, where you can actually, if you get registered online at kzkx.com, have us deliver sweets to someone. For Valentine's Day, the day before Valentine's Day, we'll be out with a Cupid that has a ribbon and wears very interesting outfits. And
he's kind of a grown ass man in a diaper.
Yeah, he's pretty much a grown ass man in a
diaper. And wings, that, and he's Cupid.
How come we should have dressed up like this too? The three of us.
Well, there's that'd some time fun. If you would like to go and get that set up.
I would do that if you two did it. Are you guys in? I'd totally dress up like that and walk around.
I don't it's like tidy whiteys. No. I don't mind the cold.
It's well, you don't like, wear underwear, yeah, so the JP'd be in a weird bone.
You'd have to wear
something. He'd be wearing just a shirt.
So we'll be dressed. Cupid is questionable,
right.
But we will deliver a dozen Hertz donuts and concert tickets to the person of your choice the day before Valentine's Day.
And we're also taking your guesses on what went wrong between Kelsey and Tom. I don't know why this made me laugh so hard, but Craig put up, he died instantly the next day.
What? I hope that's not it. I hope he's either. Not dead.
But they were hanging out with each other all New Year's Eve and day together, talking for a while after that, and all of a sudden, silence. And
Brandy on Facebook says the babysitter came back into his life.
Oh, hey, that's possible.
We forgot about
it's
the
happened
babysitter.
Before.
It has. What went down between Kelsey and her date?
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Tom.
This is him.
Tom, hey, it's J.P. Lauren Huskernick, the Kix Morning Show.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Not too bad.
Okay, we What's are calling up? Today to talk to you about a date you went on. Well,
I knew it.
Whoa. You are ready for us.
Problem. All right.
Oh, I am so ready.
This I like his energy.
Dump'Em, isn't it?
This is Dan or Dump'Em. Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Who are we calling you about then?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I've ghosted one girl in the last couple months, and the fact that you guys are calling me and asking me about that. Oh, it's hilarious.
So you know about Kelsey then, huh?
Oh, she's a slut.
Oh.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Man, you just came right out.
She is total slut. I saw it firsthand.
Wow, that's harsh. Why would you say that?
I went to a bar she was working at and super busy, but she was with every customer she had, and she's got some assets. Let me just put it that way. Completely just sticking it in their faces and like giving everybody the once over. She was with every single male customer at the bar.
What do you mean with him?
Well, I mean, she wasn't sitting down like making out with them or anything, but like it practically seemed like she was on a date with every single one of them, not just working for them.
Okay.
So you extrapolated that to she's sleeping with them?
No. But like,
getting flirty with everybody while you're working at a bar like that, I don't think is absolutely crazy, especially if she's single.
Well, but I mean, if
like, I know what you're trying to say. I won't go, but still, like,
giggling at their jokes. She's like giving them the eyes. Being
she's trying to make money, dude. She's get paid tips.
Yeah, but I don't want that to be my. I'm not trying to date a stripper. You know, I just want to date like a down to earth girl.
And laughing at jokes and making eye contact, and now she's a stripper slut.
Well, I mean, okay, that might be a little too much, but it for me. I just wanted the girl that I met was not that girl. That was not that girl. She was like completely different in person than she was when I first met her.
Okay. Well, Tom, because you know it's dead or dumb, Kelsey is on the phone with us.
Kelsey, you dodged a bullet.
Oh, my God. Tom, seriously? Judge much? Jesus.
What? Look, I get that what you're doing is a job. I get that. And I just, that's not for me.
Kelsey, like, you can't go around laughing at other men's jokes once you've been on one date with someone.
I'm going to say right here for the record that I am not a whore or a slut.
Right.
Yeah, I flirt at work. I have fun. And you know what? I make really good money doing it. It is my job. Jesus.
Well, that sounds like a lady of the night.
What?
Wow.
Oh, man, that's crazy. God.
Wow.
I like
you don't have to put your boobs out there on display for everybody to make money as a bartender. You could just make good drinks.
Oh man.
Who decides how much is too much talking to people when bartending or waiting tables or
I think you're jumping to too far of a conclusion here.
You think?
How this is going. I mean,
No. You're getting me wrong. I'm not saying that she can't do that. I'm saying that it's too much for me. I can't have my girl doing that.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right, well then that's...
There are so many other ways you could have phrased that from jump to like make that not
that
as...
Without looking like
offensive
a total
and crazy.
Delta Bravo, man, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, like at one point in my life, I was on commission doing sales. And my girlfriend, who became my wife at the time, she encouraged me to buy a little bit tighter shirts. So when I was like, when moms were like, she's like, Mac on them. When that gets those sales, you do it.
Drop a couple buttons here so you can see the chest
like,
hair.
Hey, man.
Commission is commission.
All three chest hairs were rolling out at the time.
It's none of your business why they're tipping what they're tipping.
Yeah, like, listen, as long as I'm not going over the top, like, she's fine, man. That's what it's all about. You just had to go in here and say, hey, look, she's pretty flirty when she's at work. That would bug me. I'm out. Instead, you went over the top, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like what I was watching was over the top.
Okay. Yeah. Again, you're welcome to your opinion on that stuff. And I just,
she didn't act that way with the women. She just acted that way with the men.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't... Well, no, that's not true. Commission's commission. I don't know.
Commission's commission.
Yeah. All right, well...
Even the women were getting upset.
Yeah. I mean, there is a way to be over the top doing that stuff, I will say. We've all been around bartenders, and I don't know if that's what she was doing. That'd have been a little too touchy-feely-handsy. I can understand that. But from the way you described
it said laughing at
that.
Jokes and making eye contact.
Yeah. He said boobs out, too, which I don't think is a big deal. But he said other things, too.
Well, Kelsey, there you go. Yep. That's why Tom's dodging you.
Yeah, I got it. Thank okay. you.
Yeah, don't. Sorry, lady.
I wouldn't be sad about this one,
no.
Kelsey.
No, we figured it out for you, though.
Fine. Thank you. I'm
not either, for the record.
Okay, good.
Well, Tom, thank you for taking our call.
Twitter's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. Show.
And Kelsey, for your trouble, for being on with us, we're going to give you dinner and a movie on us, all right?
Yeah, that's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, what about
thank
me?
You.
Well,
Tom, you get to go find that next big date, buddy. Yeah, Tom's special.
He seems nice.
Can you find, like, depending on what bar she worked at, you're hard-pressed to find bartenders, whether male or female, where their shirts aren't two sizes too small. Like, have you ever been to Gate 25 on a game day? Those dudes are basically wearing belly shirts that were painted on their bodies, and the ladies are wearing the tightest pants and the tightest tops they can. Like, that's kind of, think of it how you want to, but that's a lot of bars and a lot of places. That's how servers, especially if they're young servers.
Well, and bartenders are all about chatting people up, mm-hmm. and, you know, right. that's all part of the
being
deal.
Friendly. Okay, well.
I don't know. I guess I can't speak for you guys, but we've been in this business. You go to enough bars over time.
Sure.
I'm 9 years in now here doing radio, mm-hmm. and there are some bartenders that you'll meet where you're like, yowza. Like, your shirt stops at your belly button where the cut comes down, you know? Like, that is a heck of cleavage that you have going on there. Or, boy, if you would just stop touching me while we're sitting here, that'd be wonderful. So there are those things, but it didn't...
Touching you is a whole,
The way that he described it, it almost felt like he was mad because she had some cleavage going on and was all flirty, but it didn't sound like anything bad.
Right.
Like, he's just crazy.
Laughing at all the guys' jokes.
Well, people...
Crazy.
There's a lot of thoughts going on Twitter and on Facebook.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
If you have something to say about Tom, let us know on Twitter or Facebook. KX.
James tweets us and says, this person is no man. He's a beta male, not an alpha male.
Still testing him out.
We'll get your calls next. Brought to you by Hertz Donut. JP Lauren, Husker Nick, and the reactions.
Negative six, sorry.
Negative Ugh. Six?
Yes.
The reactions that we're getting from people. I'm driving, I can't shut my jaw. This is why boyfriends aren't allowed at Coyote Ugly. Like Lady of the Night, if laughing at jokes and having boobs out while bartending is a bad, then I was Cardi B pre-record deal as a bartender, according to XOC Breezy.
That's a
very good point.
That's a really good tweet right there. Holy cow.
There's a lot of ladies that are coming to Kelsey's defense.
The dude was way over the top crazy. Like I said, we've all been around, whether they're male or female bartenders, that are too handsy or too over the top. But there was nothing described by him that she did wrong there. Right. Like, even remotely.
And also, being a flirty bartender is not the same as cheating on someone.
No.
Yes, correct.
It's not the same as going home with them.
Right.
I think it also, in a sense, there are certain professions, I think, out there that you have to be like a certain level of comfortable with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
To have someone who is in said profession.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Quincy on Facebook said she dodged a bullet. He's a couple of steps away from it puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. So we thought we'd ask you real quick and see if maybe you've had a breakup because of a job. Like, have you had someone break up with you or you broke up with somebody because of their job?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens here and there. And in this situation, it was because...
There's all kinds of reasons that a relationship can end because of a job.
Kelsey's basically a lady of the night, according to the
Wow,
Tom.
That's a harsh... that's a big jump there.
Yeah.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
466-9696, your Facebook and Twitter. Have you had a breakup because of a job? We'll get your calls. We'll make Kelsey feel a little bit better about what was going down with old Tom and how she dodged that bullet. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation. That's Jake Owen, JP Lauren Husker Nick.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Science.
You might as well just print your own money. These researchers at Texas A&M, because they may have fixed everything for every guy ever. They're working on a new AI program that monitors your voice and can tell you when your spouse is in a bad mood and ready to fight.
I want to know how they have, because there's people who have RBF that also has RBV, where their voice
sound annoyed.
Oh, yeah. Kind of itchy.
So if you knew they were in a bad mood, you could address the issue early or just start walking on eggshells to avoid the argument. It actually listens to the pitch and tone of your voice and how your voice patterns change throughout the day.
Oh, boy.
So far,
I mean, that feels very big brothery, but also like it could be very accurate.
Right.
I mean, can't you tell? I can tell the second Paul walks in the room in from work if he's in a bad mood or not.
His
can't
body
you tell?
Language or by the voice?
Mm-hmm. Just like the whole demeanor, the whole everything.
Mm-hmm. So they've tested it on 34 different couples, and it can detect signs of conflict within a 79% accuracy, which is probably better than what you can do.
Probably, yes.
It's not clear how soon they might be able to jam it into our Google Home or Alexa or how much it'll actually cost.
Man, how happy would it make you? So Paul walks in the house and is kind of cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Paul, why are you so cranky? I'm not. Paul, why are you so cranky? I'm not. And then Alexa pops on and goes, Paul, within 79% accuracy, I can deduce that you are cranky.
Your voice.
Yeah. Like at that moment.
Is registering 68% cranky.
Let's flip it though the other direction. As a person in the house, there's probably been a time we've all been there where a significant other is like, hey, why are you so cranky? And you're not. And you're like, I'm fine. Like, I'm not cranky.
Fine.
And they're like, no, you're cranky. And then here comes Alexa. Oh, no, within 79% accuracy, you're cranky. Like, okay, now I am. Like, what teaming up on me? I'm fine. I'm fine.
So if you're looking for that to come, it'll be a while before they get it finally figured out.
They're going to have a rough time getting that past privacy concerns because it would have to listen to your voice and record what you're saying all the time.
This is all a conspiracy to get you to buy more Alexas and buy more of the Google ones and stuff, because you can't tell me those things won't get broke real quick.
Oh.
When you're in the middle of it.
I'm fine!
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Who wants free money at concert tickets?
I do.
Okay. Well, then, unfortunately, you can't win them, but other people
Dang
can.
Dang it. shouldn't say that then.
Well, we're telling them. It's fine.
Okay.
It's brought to you by Max Muscle. Wow, you're all right?
Yeah. Ask Alexa.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP Lauren and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Based on how often you hear people complaining about their job, you'd think 100% of people are miserable at work. Turns out that that's opposite.
What?
This statistic is crazy.
A new survey was done saying 88% of Americans say they're happy with their job.
That floors me.
I feel like 100% of people had to take that survey with their boss standing there. Because if you think of everybody you know, think of all your friends.
Yes.
Would you say that 9 in 10 of them are totally happy with their jobs?
No. Nope.
That's ridiculous. No. Like, there are some stats that, come on.
I have plenty of friends that own their own companies and run their own businesses and are their own boss, and they aren't happy with how they're doing. like they're mad at their boss all the time. And I'm like,
it's you.
What did I do this
I
for?
Hate me.
Yeah.
And that includes more than 1 in 6 people who say they are elated at their jobs.
Yeah,
one in six, that's more. It's much more believable. But
whoever was administering this thing must have looked so sneaky and sleazy.
Like
you walk in and you're like, they got like the little pencil mustache that's kind of squiggly.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're just looking at them going, oh, you're giving this to my boss, aren't you?
100%. Exactly. Were you hired by corporate?
Yeah.
You were hired by corporate.
Like, this is not a good situation here.
Well, so next time you hear one of your friends complaining about work, be like, man, you are the only one who's not happy.
Yeah, because we all are so happy. Like, I get up and look forward to this every day. Here we go.
We love it here.
Yay!
We're very happy. Everyone is happy here. I'm contented. Are you contented?
I feel like they did this, you know, in the movie Office Space when the two Bobs are sitting there?
Yeah.
And they're like, so what exactly do you do here? They're the ones administering this. And you're like, oh, God.
Would you say you want to keep working here? Woo!
We always meet new and interesting people because of Lauren.
Because I have brought theater into
and
our show.
I don't mind. I'm a theater nerd myself. And I've heard of Chess the Rock Opera,
mm-hmm.
but I've not seen Chess the Rock Opera. But now you finally get a chance to see Chess the Rock Opera with a very special cast.
Yes, right here in Lincoln at Tada Theater, and here to talk about it is Lincoln native Con O'Shea Creel. You are from here, correct?
That's right. I was born and raised here.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Pius X High School.
Okay. But you have been away.
I got
it. It's all good.
But you have been away for 10 years.
Yes. Yeah. I went
doing theater professionally, yes?
That's right. Yeah. I went to the University of Oklahoma again.
That's okay. Yes, we're friends with Oklahoma.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
If it was Iowa, you'd get flogged.
Good. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're Big okay. 10 now, right? But yeah, I graduated from Oklahoma in 2008 and moved to New York and got to make my Broadway debut soon after and have been performing.
What show was that?
That was Irving Berlin's White Christmas that I got to
awesome.
Do.
Awesome.
Oh, very nice.
Broadway, yeah.
And you were here, well, Omaha,
yes.
recently with Something Rotten, right?
Yeah, it's about two springs ago, basically, 2017 of May, I was with Something Rotten. That's right, yeah, at the Orpheum.
And speaking of that tour, off the air, you were just telling us you've been touring for a couple of years with three children under the age of four?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we started the tour with two and knew we were going to have our third 9 months in, and it all went swimmingly, and we stayed out on the road after that. So it was a good time.
That's impressive.
Uh-huh.
So you're an Airbnb professional now.
That's right. I can spot a lemon Airbnb in an instant. So, yeah.
This is what the Von Trapp family would have done nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Just
yeah.
jump Airbnb.
Basically, Chrysler Town and Country and Airbnb. So, yeah.
So now you're home in Lincoln for a few months.
Yes.
Doing chess. So tell us about chess.
Yeah, yeah. Chess is a fantastic, as you said, rock opera, the music. So there's a lot of music that people might recognize that they don't realize.
Right.
It's written by members of ABBA, and then the lyrics are by Tim Rice, who wrote Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and he also wrote Aida with Elton John, which was on Broadway for a while. But yes, it's a political intrigue, love triangle story where all the characters are basically paralleled on the chessboard and who's going to become whose pawn and who's going to get used by who, and is this love triangle going to figure itself out, who's going to end up with who. So it makes for a pretty intriguing and enrapturing night of music for sure.
And when do you guys open?
We open February 14th. We run Thursday through Sundays. We've just added a performance of Wednesday of the second week of the run, and I couldn't tell you which day that is exactly, February 14th through the 24th.
Right, that next Wednesday.
Days. Exactly. Yes, yeah, you got it. You go to the website and you'll see exactly.
Okay.
And we have a pair of tickets to give away. Which and if you don't know, Tada is in the Haymarket, in the Creamery building, kind of up from Ivana Cone.
That's right. Yeah, just up at the top of the grand staircase.
And
there.
It smells so good in that building
it
all
is
the
a
time.
Wonderful place to rehearse. Yes, and dangerous. Yeah.
It's right. It smells like waffle cones 24 hours a day.
Am I going to fit into my outfit for the rock opera if I eat there all the time?
But we have a pair of tickets to give away. You can call us now 466-9696 and we'll give you a pair of tickets to chess. Con, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It was great to meet you, man.
Likewise.